Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
What up, everybody? It's Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored. I'm alone, but I got more estrogen on the show, this show, than I've ever had in my whole life. But they're all beautiful Black women: Claudia Jordan, Selena Johnson, Lisa Ray, and Vivica Fox. Now, listen. I know this is Cocktails with Queens, but I'm excluding myself from being a queen. But I am here happily talking to everybody. I actually really love this show. And I've been
You're an honorary queen. You're an honorary queen.
I'm a whole nigga up here on the hill. You know that.
Okay. Get it. Say that.
Yeah. I just got off the phone with Tiffany Haddish. We were talking about me having a baby. I think she wants to have a baby with me, but you know, I mean, I'm preserving myself for my OnlyFans. So I'm gonna promote my wanting to have a baby on my OnlyFans account.
Oh well.
Ooh, where can they find you at on OnlyFans, Jason?
Well, right now I'm only on Premier Snapchats and sliding into DMs. I haven't made my link public. You know, I'm still working on my body, Vivica. I'm trying to, you know, everybody here on the show is fit. I'm trying to get it together.
You got some Corona fluffy? You got some Corona fluffy going on?
Just a little bit. So okay. Look.
You want to be a father?
Huh?
You want to be a father or a puppy?
I'm already a puppy. I'm trying to be a father too. No, but listen, this is one of the few shows online that I actually, every show, every time you guys have a show, there's something viral, or Lisa Ray says something crazy, or Vivica says something crazy, or Selena says something crazy. What I love about the show is that
Claudia says something crazy.
Okay.
Well, Claudia always says something crazy, so I don't even
right.
include her
that
at this point.
That happens 24/7.
What I love about Cocktails with Queens, though, is that, you know, you rarely get, so, like, I feel like there's so many people trying to do the podcast, radio, blogging, or you know, talking head thing. But I feel like when celebrities do it, I think they think too much about the conflict that it's going to cause. But you guys clearly don't think about that at all on this show.
Because
that's definitely been the beauty of discovering Cocktails with Queens was that, you know, put a little liquor in the mix and here it comes.
Well, I have tea, so I can't blame it on
right. But we don't know what you got in your tea, Lisa Ray.
Okay. But I say this: I think because we are mature women,
yes,
in our own prospective careers and position, that you find power in maturity. You know what I mean?
That's real talk.
And being seasoned, and being marinated, and being fine, and being important.
Yes.
And being smart. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you find that. And the beauty of all of that, and you just feel like I don't give a fuck.
That part,
but did that
everybody in this panel doesn't give a fuck, and it's okay. It stands for what they say. We say it, and we leave it on the table, and that's it. And then the next day, it goes viral. Lisa Ray has no idea. Vivica has to text her and let her know. Because Lisa Ray be like, "Who the barbs?"
But the last time I saw Selena Johnson was when I came to Sister Circle. This is a whole different format because y'all were in the kitchen making stuff and, you know, real nice and friendly.
Yeah, we were real blessed. Our show was blessed. It was very, you know, it was very daytime friendly.
Exactly.
You know, but we get to be, you know, what's fun about Cocktails with the Queens is that, you know, I get to be more, you know, more of my true self. Not yeah. saying it wasn't myself, because that was myself. You know, I know how to role play, you know, switch up. You know what I'm saying? You can't go into a job interview talking about some dick pussy. It's not. But you can, you know, I can be myself, you know, on Cocktails with the Queens. I can be both. You know, I can be pulled up and blessed, but then I can be Selena from Chi-Town. You know what I'm saying?
And they're not trying to censor us. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's friendly. It's entertainment. It's trendy. It's our opinions. It's what we think. So it's things that we're saying that really people want to say and people want to know. So if we don't ask those questions and play devil's advocate, then they'll never know. And those questions will go unanswered.
But Lisa
and
Ray,
we talk about hot topics, each other, celebrate birthdays. Like tonight we celebrated our queen, Selena Johnson's birthday. Yes. September 3rd, kicking off that Virgo season.
September 2nd.
Sorry,
it's okay.
Selena, you're a few days shy of the best sign on the earth, and that's Leo. I mean, I'm a Leo. I know Vivica.
No, Virgo.
Vivica is a Leo.
Yeah, I'm a Leo.
Yes, what I'm saying, I said she's a few days short of being the best sign in the astrology.
Oh, yes. Okay, right.
Those are false. Those are false statements.
Are you saying fake news?
That's fake news, Claudia. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
That's trumped up. That's a trumped up statement.
And then Lisa Ray, you're a Libra, but since you're from Chicago, that kind of canceled that out because you're straight razor. Like, you have no filter at all. Like, I've always known you from seeing you around. I think Claudia is the one that introduced me to you years ago when we went to the premiere for the show you and your daughter had, Kai. It was a long time ago, but you've always been edgy privately. And then now you just, I mean, I don't know, where did you get to a point where you're like, I really give zero fucks and I'm just going
to
go?
I've always been that, but I've always tried to be kind too. You know what I mean? And so I think that there's a place for everything. But since everybody letting everything hang out, it's like, shit, if you can't beat them, join them.
And then, Vivica, we were just recently on a trip to St. Thomas for my birthday, and we were watching. I made everybody in the house. Every time I get a group together, we have to watch Set It Off because it's one of my favorite films. You're iconic. I don't know if people have given you your flowers the way they deserve, but you're everything. You're one of my favorite actresses. I hate seeing you die in that movie. I always call Dana and you know, tell her how much I mourn to see everybody die.
Well, you know what? That's what made it a cult classic, though, to be very honest with you, was that, you know, those that want to try to do it too, you really can't, because we put it down. You know what I mean? So tough that first time. But, you know, I get my flowers every Monday from these queens right here. I do. I love doing the show.
And so when you were one of the first times, I think you were vocal about when they were talking about redoing Set It Off. Most people, I feel like, don't really say what they really feel in Hollywood. They just let people go on and say and do whatever they want and let the fans respond. But you were quick to say, no, that's a special movie that you just need to leave alone. Why did you feel a need to do that?
Well, it's mine. It's my baby. I'm very proud of that project more than anything else. And, you know, no shade whatsoever to the lady that wanted to put it out. You know what I mean? She's talented. She's cool. I just think when you try to remake a classic, that you're just asking for a huge challenge. If someone is left its mark and starting over and trying to recreate that, there's no reason to do it. And that was all. I mean, but there's nothing but love. Issa Rae, she's amazing. I have nothing but respect for her, but that's mine.
Yeah. I don't think it can be remade. I think like classics like that, that's like remaking Friday. I'm not trying to see that.
Yes.
Yeah.
With all new people, most of the time, this is taking on a huge challenge that you don't need to. You can so invest all of the wonderful opportunities that she's being blessed with. She's opening up doors left and right. She's got female directors there. Kerry Washington directed an episode. I think Tasha, I mean, like, she's getting everybody. She's probably even directed an episode. Take those opportunities and create a new vessel. Create a new movie that, you know, that then you guys can set up a franchise for yourself that you own. That's yours. You know, that's what you want to do when you make movies and you're getting people to finance your films, which especially for African-American actresses, it's difficult. People aren't standing in line wanting to finance your project, especially the way that they should be financed, so that you can get them done. You can make romantic comedies, action, you know, tell some stories, do docuseries. Use all of those opportunities. Why set yourself up for something that is going to have a huge challenge in front of it? That doesn't make sense.
Right.
So just be a smart businesswoman. That was just that token, you know, that what I was trying to pass on to her. Like, just, you know, do you and keep doing you because you win it. And I wanted to continue to see her win.
Well, I don't think you were being rude at all. I think people nowadays there's a lack of originality. Like, I feel all of you are trailblazers in your own way. You know, Claudia, you've been out in the game in many different, you know, I just had Tahiri on the show. You've done the Vixen thing. You've done the hosting thing. You've done the talk show thing. I mean, you've done it all. And I feel like originality is just missing now, you know? And so it's just like, let me just take what they did and just make it different right now. Like, I don't know. I don't know what that is. Why?
Like how music is now. They just remake a song and add their little flavor to it. And it's like, yeah, of course, when we hear that beat that was iconic in the beginning, we're going to bop our head to it.
I was saying, I think sometimes it's paying homage to, you know, and then sometimes it's just people just being lazy and just recycling. You know what I mean? And there's a difference.
Yeah.
Because people will catch you and make you pay for it.
They will. Okay.
Let me tell you something.
And speaking of music, Selena, one of the first things I saw on television with you is when you were on R&B Divas. Mm-hmm. And you were reading for Phil. And that's what I knew. I said, that's my spirit animal, because you have a very, you have a reckless mouth too, just like me.
Well, I am, okay, so.
Uh-oh, birthday girl, get him, girl.
Well, I am that Selena in that era at that time, in that in particular moment, was I was provoked. There you go. I was provoked. So I'm the type of person that, this is a Virgo trait. We can take a lot, but then we don't have middles. So it's either that's
trash.
It's one of the two.
Okay, Vivica, she's being nice. It was Nikki Gilbert and she drug her for Phil.
But right. Me and Nikki have got past that.
Sure.
We are not in that place anymore. And actually, I think, you know, we could have done better in that moment.
But
I didn't really like that moment. I mean, it was authentic, but it's still, you know, as I look back on it, it's not something that I'm like, ooh, that's good. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No, but I mean, I say all that to say, I think there's many facets of who we are as people, right? Like, I'm not walking around in people's business all day, although people think I do because I built a business,
Jason,
out of it.
Are you sure about that?
I really am not. Well, let me just say this, right? Like, everybody here that's on this show, and I'm not saying this because you're here and I'm going to go say something different later. Like, what you see is what you get. I have admiration and respect for everybody here. And I feel like, you know, we're all human. But like, when I fuck up, I own it. If you fuck up and you own it and keep it moving, none of you have gone in the press and belabored oh my God, like, oh, woe is me. Like, you own your shit, you move on to the next thing. Those people never have problems with us. It's the people who build these fake images, and then when the crack gets seen by the public, they feel some type of way, you know?
Yeah, then there's that. Well, I mean, I feel you. I'm just saying, like, on my part, I look back on it and it's not something. Have you ever done something that you look back on and you be like, man, that was crazy. I probably should have did it.
Oh yeah, and then you grow from that. You know, you learn from that and you grow from that. You like, hopefully, never handle shit the same way.
Yeah.
Because if I choke you, then I'm gonna smack you next time.
but I said that to kind of set up. I feel like when women show a different side of what people expect, especially Black women, you'll get vilified forever for it, but men don't, right? So like Claudia, I know you're in the press now. Because, you know, I told you not to date that nigga Medina. I told you that I didn't think he was right for you. I told you I thought he was an opportunist. I told you I thought he was using you. But anyway, you were in love and all that, you know. But now y'all are out there. You put the receipts where, you know, he assaulted you. And then, you know, you start seeing other women victim shaming. Like, I don't understand this whole, when a woman comes forward with a story, then she gets victim shamed. How's everything going with that and the reaction that you got from putting those receipts out?
You know, as long as I've been around and been dragged for many, many, many other things, I still don't get that. I'm at that point where I don't feel it. I still feel it. I'm still a sensitive person on the inside, although the outside, the mouth is reckless. People think whatever, that's whatever. But people that know me know how I really am. I never put him on blast to happen. I took my lumps, literally, and laid down for a few days, and then I caught a flight to Bali and healed. I meditated. I was like in a garden, like literally meditating and figuring out what I did wrong in that relationship. I never put him on blast. I didn't try to blacklist him. I didn't try to do anything to this man. We were talking about Megan Thee Stallion being shamed for finally saying who shot her. And the reaction wasn't sympathetic. It was like blaming her because you're a fan of Tory Lanez. So we were in a conversation, and this happens on the show. We have topics, we talk about them, and whoever the spirit moves will tell their story, and they'll lend their life experience to it. And I think that's what makes this show because a lot of people will deny stuff and try to put a perfect facade. So I share my story. I never said his name. I said he's on a show with Phaedra. The very says like this motherfucker had his receipts ready and put my pictures of my bruises and my injuries and the broken toilet, the evidence that I sent him, he posted it before I would even post it. So once again, I was victimized. Then I had to go read all these people telling me that I'm a liar because you're a fan of this man. And then it's like, I got to check myself because part of me wants to give up sometimes when it comes to the things that I stand for. And y'all that know me know who I am and what I stand for all the time. And I almost feel like, why do I do this sometimes to get slapped in the face? I care about Black women. Whatever y'all want to say about me, I care about Black women. And I feel like I stand on that and I'm constantly being like, doubted what my motives are. I don't have a motive to take this man out. If I would have, I would have called the police on him 2016. I'm not jealous of Adrian him because I know what he's about. I don't want him. It's not, oh, he's on a show now, so let me take him down. I've long moved on. I'm not bitter. I'm in a very beautiful relationship right now. And I hate that we find every reason but the obvious reason of why the woman comes out and says something. We'll call it everything. I'm bitter, jealous, but why don't we just say, maybe she was tired of holding that in. You know what I mean? And it hurt my feelings. Yeah. But at the end of the day, there were a lot of women that were in my inbox. Some women that had experiences with him. In my inbox, crying to me, telling me, thank you for being brave. A lot of people don't do that. They just act like nothing ever happened or they don't admit it. And I believe you. And it like it started to make me feel better. And I have the support of my man who's amazing. So I know that was a long monologue. And I didn't mean to, you know, monopolize this moment. But It really made me feel fucked up in a way. I felt like happy and sad at the same time. And it made me feel sad about the bigger picture. Like, we're still not protected, Black women. We say protect Black women, but it depends if you like Black women. If you're a fan of hers, you'll support her. And if you're not, you're like, bitch is lying. And I think that's ridiculous.
Well, Meg Thee Stallion, when that whole thing went down with Tory, I know that, you know, I had my opinions the whole way around. I've been shot too. I felt like it was just being drug on and on. It became this thing where it was like, okay, like what happened? You know, let's get to what happened. And then finally, when she came out, the one thing she said that made me rethink kind of what my approach was when she said, us as Black women are always trying to protect the Black man, even though he's hurting us. I never even thought about that concept. I was like, it was an aha thing where I had to think about that because at first I was kind of dragging her for dragging it on, not even thinking that the reason why it was dragging on was because she wouldn't come out and say anything because she was trying to protect him. Is that something as Black women that's typical?
Yes, everybody on this panel has probably protected a Black at some point, especially now with police showing up, guns blazing before they ask questions. How can you even doubt why a Black woman would not call the cops on a man immediately when they show up and they kill him? I don't want no one killed. Even if they beat my ass, I don't want them killed. You know what I'm saying?
So it's like, I think that's kind of like our role as women. You know, we're nurturers. We're the Mother Teresa's of the relationship. We want to care for, you know? And so if you're in any kind of relationship, there's love there. And you try to give a person the benefit of the doubt by saying, well, maybe these are love taps or is this his love language? But I'm going to have to tell him this shit ain't going to, you know, stand with me or whatever. I'm going to give him one more chance because maybe he went through something in his childhood or maybe he wasn't close to his mama. We give him all these excuses just for the reason of what Claudia was saying is that I don't want to trick on you. I don't want to snitch on you. I don't want to see you go to jail and they really do something to you that you may not be able to come back from. But then there's a time in which you have to rise up and say, well, then it's you or me. I got to choose me.
Yeah. And I feel like too, you know, especially with, you know, in the Black community with Black men and Black women, you have to think, you know, we were on that boat chained to them together. Yeah. So at the end of the day, you know, this mindset comes from slavery. It comes from us having to bond together in order to survive. So our man going through something, it is just a natural instinct. If our man does something, whether it's to us or to somebody else, our natural instinct as a Black woman is to protect him because we know what the penalty is. It's different with a white man and a white woman. It's not the same. It's very different. So, you know, we know that there could be consequences and behind those consequences, we could break up our family. We could break our children will go without a father. Our, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot that goes into that. So I think that it's a long standing unhealthy habit that has been formed in the Black community that is just another thing that we need to work on as a community, because, you know, Black Lives Matter, absolutely. And, you know, Black power, but we have to do, it's just part of the inner work that we have not yet to do. You know what I'm saying? And so, but I think that we should commend women and men for coming out against each other in moments like this, because we have to correct this behavior somehow. How can we correct it if we don't reveal it or show that it's happening? If not, then we're just doing the same thing over again. We're hiding again. We're not telling the secret. We're making it a secret again, which is causing inner pain, a cyclic inner pain. And as you can see, you know, you got women. I was telling Claudia earlier, you know, the women that's shaming her. Those are probably women that are being abused right now and feel convicted that another woman came out and had the strength to do so. And they feel bad within themselves. And they don't want to, because they didn't say something about what happened to them.
And can I piggyback on that real quick and say this? Right before that fight, he was my boyfriend. So within 10 minutes, it went from we're together having a disagreement about caught you lying about your age to we're in a fight. So it ain't as simple as all those feelings got turned off right when that moment happened. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And why don't people think about that? It's a lot of complicated things when that happens. You went from having a playful discussion about, man, I saw your ID. Tell me the truth. You really lying about your age? You trying to really be a rapper? Is that why? To a whole big thing. So like, it ain't like you've got to process that. And it takes sometimes you sit there and then a lot of times in these relationships, you blame yourself. You be like, okay, what did I do? Oh, was this my fault? And then the more time goes by, that is an unnatural thing. So I just want people to just listen, I'm not perfect, but just have a little bit more understanding about what you would really do if you was in that situation, instead of speaking from behind the internet, your computer, your laptop, and say, wow, I would have done this, when that's not really the truth. That's all I want to say about that.
Well, yeah, and I was critical about the whole Protect Black Movement hashtag, because not that it's not important, but it should be important all the time, not just when we're talking about a celebrity getting shot. Like, protecting Black women means stay with your Black child. You know, don't cheat on your Black woman. Don't degrade your Black woman. You know, like I felt like it became this popular pop culture thing where nobody's talking about me on the blog, so let me go on and do my video about it. But it's like, well, hold on a minute. You need to talk about how you was beating your mama. You need to talk about how you was cheating on your girl. You need to talk about how you was sleeping with that man behind your girl's back. You know, protected Black women for me had to be more than a hashtag, not just a conversation piece, because Meg Thee Stallion got shot and you want to be in the mix, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's part of the
internet. That wasn't our motive. That wasn't our motive to be on a blog. It was an actual authentic moment. And that's happened several times on the show where I'll say, please, has this ever happened to you? And someone will share something. And it's not even pre-thought. They don't even get the topics a lot of times before. That's why this show is so authentic, because it's exactly what a real conversation would be amongst friends.
And so, she wasn't the first one, Jason. Like, when she asked that question, I actually went into a situation that you just talked about, Jason. Like, before I was Selena Johnson, the celebrity, I was in college when that happened to me. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't a celebrity. I was fighting my man, you know, down. We was in there fighting with blood and shit, you know, and running out the house and all kind of crazy shit. So that is happening on all levels. You know what I'm saying? And I spoke about that first. And then she said, well, you know what? I'm about to say this. You know, I'm tired of protecting folks. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a situation like, oh, I'm going to use this platform to put this dude on blast. Because actually, don't nobody even care about what he's talking about. Don't nobody even care about, in my opinion, I, you know, wouldn't nobody even know him had she not said. I mean, I don't even know him like that. So I don't think it was no situation to see, you know, to get clout or fame or go viral or anything like that. Who would want to go viral for that? That's a fool.
Yeah, I had to relive it all. It wasn't fun. It was not a fun week for me. It wasn't.
Well, Vivica and Lisa Rae, I be trying to get into y'all's business too, because both of you are beautiful. And private now, like, y'all got that personal life on lockdown. What can we get, like, Vivica, who you dating? Lisa Rae, who at your house?
Well, you know, I was still accepting applications, you know what I'm saying? Because I am so blessed to finally figure out I could date now, honey. So I have a very good friend that told me, he said, listen here, baby, it's like a parking lot for you. Go on and put the keys in there, drive a little bit, and if it don't work right, just go on and park that shit right back in there. So that's what I'm in the process of doing right now, is learning to test drive and open my horizons. I'm dating again, Jason. Really? It's fun. But I ain't telling you who.
Okay.
but like, who?
You will give me one hint, Jason. There is a seriously fine specimen that is trying to holler at Miss Viv. I'm just going to say, leave it at that. Very fine.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, who steps to Vivica Fox and Lisa Ray? Y'all both walk in the room with, y'all strong, confident Black women, big personalities, successful. Like, who steps, who trusts me?
Oh, people try, child. They do. That's not the problem. I get people leave me messages all the time, and my thing, like, just give me a try. Vivica, here's my whole number. They don't even care. They place it on Instagram, this, that, and the third, which is the wrong way to come at me anyway. You know, Lisa Ray and I are both, like, old school. We need to meet somebody that just, you know, gives us butterflies, gives us that feeling, makes you want to feel like a lady. Get dressed up for them. Wear some high heels. Turn over. Learn to twerk, you know.
Not any of the drama. A grown ass.
You know what I mean? I mean, you know, I'm looking for a partner. I'm looking for some excitement. Yeah. It's Corona. We got enough shit to be depressed about. Really. I'm just going to keep it real. Come through with some fun. If you ain't coming through with no fun, please keep moving.
But what about I know you recently talked about the whole entanglement thing. What about something young, just a fun, at least 1 year to just... You know,
talking to me, you know, they always come young my way.
I know,
yeah, but who are you talking to?
I'm not talking to Claudia because she already got a fine ass boyfriend. I don't know,
yes, Selena, she does.
Selena, are you're committed?
Married.
Oh, married. She out the game. She's right.
You got grown women, Jason.
I'm retired.
Okay, but what about like Lisa Ray and Vivica? What about somebody like 27?
28. No, hell no.
You
don't
know his ass from his elbow.
Hell no.
You wouldn't know his ass from his elbow. That would be a fool.
See, I'll say this about me. I've been around the block. I have been around the world. And I have been in another country doing my thing. When you have a woman that has that much experience, I need you to have experience too, because I'm not going to be mad at your experience that you bring it over here. Ooh. I don't want no drama. I'm done with the baby mom. I want your kids to be grown. I don't want to be a stepmom like to a little bitty baby. I'm a grandmother. When I want to be playing with a kid, I can bring her.
So would you date a working class man, or does he have to be like...
I want him to work, absolutely.
Damn right.
Want him to be working.
No, I mean, does he have to be...
inherited, then, I mean, you may not have no balls, really. You know what I mean? And I don't like that either.
But what if you get to a point where it's just like today, like Niecy Nash married a woman. She's like, I'm over it. Fuck it. I'm just out the game. I'm just going to switch it up. Would you ever?
So listen here, Jason, between them two single ladies there, Strictly Dickly. Now, I said it.
You see, I'm like,
off.
What you about to say? Ass.
Right, exactly. So let's just go on and clear that right there. You know, we had that discussion on our show today. And I said, listen here, 2020 got folks just fluent. Not here. Strictly Dickly.
But Lisa Ray wanted to hear the question, I believe.
Funny because as Vivica shut my question down, Lisa Ray was leaning in like, nigga, what is you about to ask? Don't ask me no dumb shit.
My facial expression tells it all. I do not have a poker face.
So look, now again, I started by saying everybody here is classy. I'm trashy, but look, recently Masika.
Trashy a little bit too.
I'm street but sweet.
Don't be disclaiming our hood.
No, recently, I don't know if you saw the video that went viral with Masika. She was reenacting she was being kidnapped for OnlyFans to raise money for the foundation. What did y'all think of that?
I didn't see it.
Well, I heard about it, and I think that's a fool.
Agreed.
I think she said later, though, that she was trying to emulate a role in a movie. And that's, you know, she was trying to bring awareness to trafficking. That's what she had said. And so she said she was trying to bring awareness down to the trafficking. And it just didn't go right. Because she merged trafficking with give me some money for my fan account. Yeah. So that didn't add, that didn't gel together. But it has been said that they released her from the movie. But she said she was playing a role. So But the people said that now they released it from the movie because they, you know, they didn't think that that was tasteful or something.
Well, I heard that her and the girl who was like the head of human trafficking, like they had a huge blow up. She said, the lady said that she did it for her. And the lady was like, no, you didn't. So they tried to break out some receipts and the receipts were accurate. And then they made up, which was good. And I was real happy to see them sisters made up. But that stunt, you know, we have to realize what things to, how you go about getting awareness and getting attention. And it was very shock value because out of the clear blue, here she is in some drawers and a G-string with bruises all over her ass and shit. And then she's like, but donate right here. So they have set me free. That shit was crazy. You know what, I was like, wow, what are we doing?
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you what it really is. You got women nowadays that want to be sex symbols. And so they're making themselves sex symbols. And that's not what's going on here. We were deemed sex symbols because of a body of work that we have done. So now that you have this Instagram where you want to be Insta famous, sit back. It takes a minute. If you sexy, guess what? People gonna see that in you and they gonna start calling you sexy because they see it. Not you yourself, because you be teen too much. You do too much. Well, now, I would say, if you did a video that went viral about human trafficking, but you had a G-string on and with a girl, if you want to be tasteful and do a role, then do a role and do your research.
Right. And can I just say this? I worry about the OnlyFans thing. You know what I mean? I really do, because it's making people do drastic measures, you know? And then they hear about the one girl, Bella Thorne, who is a very established white actress, does a thing and she gets a million. And then the people from the sex traffic, they was mad at her like, bitch, how you gonna get a million real quick? Because you know what I mean? Uh-huh. So it's like, you know, there's so many avenues that it makes us as real celebrities kind of go, because I get people hit me all the time. Oh, do a phone call and you can make $1.25 per call per such and such or whatever the hell that is offer that comes in. I'm like, no, I don't need to be counting that kind of cash register. So my message that I want to say to people out there, all money ain't good money. So know that.
I said
you have to watch what things you do. Learn to build a brand. If that's the one lesson that your girl Vivica Fox can throw on you, if you want longevity, a brand is established.
That's real talk.
Now, well, established and respected too. Like I said, I'm sitting here looking at the screen and I know all of your works. You know, I mean, I know all of what you guys have contributed to the culture, you know, and the fact that, like, I'm sure you do get a lot of things thrown at you and you do protect your brand. I feel like with Instagram and social media now, that people look at you and the success you guys have each individually had. And it's like, I want to get that right now. I don't want to do all the work. I just want to get on its Instagram and act a damn fool and go viral. And it's like, you realize you got to live with that shit for the rest of your career, 20 years from now. And now your legacy is that.
And people are watching it happen. And you got to declare that, you know what I mean? Because things are going to happen in your career. That's like, oops, a learning experience, whatever. So you got to deal with that. You making extra shit happen for what?
And people are watching you, and more importantly, your family. You got to realize you represent something. When you see some of these girls and their mothers and they have children, things like that, I ain't got nothing wrong with getting your hustle on, you know, make it do what it do. But you just think about things before you put it out there, because once you put it out there, it's forever. You know, one thing somebody got to do is type in your name or Google you, and boom.
Yeah, and I think that social media has become the extension of what reality TV became. Yeah. And so because of it, you know, people feel that shock value is the brand, Vivica. You know what I'm saying? So what you're saying is old school. That's how you do it. You're supposed to build and build and create relationships and keep building and being a good person and putting into the industry what you want to come back to you. Because I can guarantee you, one of the things that someone told me a long time ago when I first signed my first record deal, he said, what you put into this industry will come back to you tenfold, whether it be good or bad. And so I think a lot of these young people, especially the reality star world, you know, because they became famous as soon as their face hit the television, you know, they skipped the first part. So now the appreciation for it is not there. And now it becomes, how do I keep being this way? So I got to keep fucking up. I got to keep doing things to create shock value in order to stay where I'm at. Because I'll tell you something, it's a mother to get to the top, but damn it, I tell you, it's a motherfucker to stay there.
Stay there, Selena.
So that's my little advice, you know. It's about integrity and longevity, because that at the end of the day is what's going to keep food on the table. Shock value is not, because I'm going to tell you, people will see you act a fool and change the channel. They'll laugh. Ha ha ha. That was funny. It'll go viral that day. Tomorrow, you're old school, you're old news. Nobody cares. They won't spend.
It's called bad for business, Selena.
It's right. No one will care.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's about building a brand. I agree with that totally.
Also, I get that people want to fast track it, because why wouldn't they want to be in any one of our shoes, right? And other people's shoes. Why would they not want it? But when you fast track it and you have this microwave success and it just happens overnight, a lot of times the ego just gets out of control, because you don't have that character. It's not built on getting on a Greyhound bus twice a week, going from Rhode Island to New York, knocking on doors and then saying nope 20 more times, then finally a yes. That keeps you humble. When you have to really go to acting class or hosting class or singing lessons and have a flat movie and then get back up again and do it again for 25 years, 30 years, that feels character. And when you have character, you don't want to like jeopardize it, right? You won't do dumb shit. You're not going to catch any of us shitting on the floor, doing some stunt to get attention for 1 hour on social media, because they will move on to the next. I'd rather have a strong base where, like, you be mad at me today, but guess what? I have been around for 25 years, just like all these ladies, and we're probably not going to go anywhere. We can probably survive a scandal or two, because it's built on something. It's built on something. We can't get canceled when we're built on something. That's what I think.
Well, listen. And one thing too, I'm looking at Vivica's screen and the shirt "Black Folk Must Vote." Now, you and Claudia both were on Celebrity Apprentice with the Cheeto in charge, and now you look at the state of the country and the world. Did you know that you were with? Did you know that you were in the midst of the devil then?
Oh, wow. Okay, that's pretty deep. I definitely can say. Claudia and I, that's where our relationship definitely improved. She really helped me make it through Celebrity Apprentice, which is 5 weeks of my life that I'll never get back again. And I got to the final three and I raised $70,000 for my charity Best Buddies. And that was beautiful. But the main reason why I did the show then was definitely due to the charm of Trump as a businessman. That was what I was wanting to do, was people to see me as a businesswoman. And now where we're at now, and you see the utmost darkest times that we've ever experienced. Totally two different people. Claudia, what do you think?
I feel the same way. I remember Jason, I called him on the phone with you when you in the car with me, and I had him on speaker. Remember that? And I used to be friends. I used to call him and he used to call me, and he would get out of meetings to talk on the phone. So I would have never thought that he would be behaving like this. I also wasn't familiar with his background with the Central Park Five. Had I known that then and not been ignorant to that fact, it would have been a different kind of relationship, because I would have had to have checked him first. If he rocks for you, he likes you, he will fight for you. And I experienced that because he had ulterior motives. You know what I mean? So I would, in the beginning of him running for president, I didn't publicly say shit about him until it just got too far. Let me take that back. When he started the Bertha thing is when I cut ties with him. I would never think that anyone would take him seriously to actually vote for him to be president. Like, I'm surprised at America, honestly. I'm surprised at America. He's good at reality TV. Are we gonna elect Flavor Flav? He was good at reality TV. We gonna make Flavor Flav president? You know what I'm saying? Like, we need a politician to be in this world. It's too important. And America's obsessed. America's obsession with celebrity led to this bullshit happening. Our obsession with celebrity made us take people seriously that had no business being taken seriously.
That's what I was going to say too. And don't get me wrong. I think reality TV is awesome in a lot of ways. It can be so cool and so fun, especially when it's in a docu-series form, you know, or like you get to, it's like informative, like a lot of the Netflix stuff. And like, I loved Kevin Hart's, reality series that he had on Netflix. Like, it can be really dope if it's done right. But again, I think that for a while, like, it was just a wave of so much reality TV that we created this monster. Mm-hmm. We created this monster. We made reality TV be so much the forefront, even over our beloved movies of hardworking actors and actresses that put movies into our lives that sustain in our lives forever. We took reality TV over that. And look what you got as a president. We pretty much
brought it to the White House, basically.
I was just about to say, do you think that reality TV, because this is what I was kind of feeling like, this year has been so emotionally and spiritually exhausting. I know for me, the early part of the year, I was like, I had my doctor come into the house, put me on magnesium. I was on all types of shit. But do you think that, like, reality TV and with the OnlyFans culture and all of that, it's normalized what we see happening in DC at this point, right?
Yes. Yes, normalized trash. We've normalized trash is good and good is boring and not a storyline.
Everything is going to the left now, and everything is not censored because everything is about blah, just spitting it up. You know what I mean? And I just don't know how that's going to change, because you can say that we're old school because we're older, but there's something to be said about old school still. A class that's there still that needs to be still taught to the individuals today. And they can take a little bit of that and utilize that, but they don't. It's the whole, you know, what is a ratchetness of it is the shock value of who's going to trump, no point intended, the next person. Because this person did this, so I got to do this. It's a competition, but it's not even a friendly competition. Everybody's trying to secure the bag now. And it's watering down the brands, and it's watering down the people that have been doing it for a long time, because now they're trying to just give us water without any food. And it's like, no, we've been doing this too long now. I'm not them. You came to me because I'm me. So don't cut mine because you can cut hers. You know what I mean? Because she knew. We don't want this to be a competition like that. I want to be able to say, absolutely, mama, you got your thing. I got my thing. I'm who I am, you who you are. But I want to respect it, because it'd be projects that come to me and I ask who's the cast. And if I read some of that, that makes me go, I don't want to really be in anything with her or with him. I say that.
It's called making good choices.
But seeing like Lisa Ray.
People will probably take that as hating on reality, and it's not. And people got to allow us to have these opinions. Like, it is okay to feel this way. And it's not hating. Yes, there is a fantastic opportunity in reality TV if you get it right. But some people, a lot of people, unfortunately, use it for race to the bottom. It used to be where we would be the best. Now they racing to be the worst. Like, who is more disgusting than the last? Who was a bigger hole than the other person? Who was fucking more? Who was sucking more of this? Who was doing more of that? It's like there's no shame anymore. Before, people wanted to protect their images and be a star. Be beautiful and be positive.
When I think part of the problem too is that, you know, I've done reality TV. I think networks will push a Kardashian show to the top by making the world open up for them, and then they'll have the Love and Hip Hoppers fighting for crumbs and camera time. And I think that when you talk about Black Lives Matter, I mean, one of the biggest things I've been telling Mona and Terrence J and Nick Cannon is stop letting them treat y'all like the niggas, waving the niggas that they invested in, when really we know that they're investing in our culture going that way. Like, let's
exporting them.
Yeah, like, really invest in them. If you give me $30,000 an episode, I may not do the things that I need to fight to add up to $30,000 at the end of the season. You know, not me, but some of my castmates. And I see, like, when the new people come in, They don't care about nothing, because all they want is camera time and a few crumbs, and they'll burn down everything in its path. And that's why now you get to a certain level of success where you be like, I ain't filming with that. I don't want nothing about that. But Lisa Ray, you're one of the iconic films, Players Club, that will go down in history again as one of the most iconic films of our culture. And I know you're single. Would you date Terry Crews, who right now don't want to support Magic City and the strip clubs?
Terry Crews is married.
Terry again.
His wife is still with him.
Yes.
Oh, I thought she would have left him. I thought she would have left him after he was cooning. I didn't know.
Got that America's Got Talent check coming in. They good.
Terry Crews told NBC, "Don't hire no other niggas. I'm gonna stay here and shut every black thing down and keep my position." We renamed him Terry Coon here.
I'm so surprised. I'm surprised.
I'm gonna have to call him after this and hit that for myself.
That's your friend? Lisa Ray, now you need to get on the Googler and give him a phone call and read him down.
I will, because I want to give him opportunity to say it to me personally, because I cannot believe everything that I read. People That's put true. 20 on 10, and I know he's been in the news a lot lately, but I have learned in my older, mature age to be able to give people the benefit of the doubt and play devil's advocate. Well, I am a communicator.
He tweeted, hashtag boycott Magic City, hashtag Black Lives Matter. And then people were dragging him, and then he went back and did, you know, he pulled it back by apologizing. And it's just like, you know, now that I've become friends with Cardi B and I've listened to her explain to me the strip club culture and like on a personal level to see how she brought herself from the strip club to where she is now, it's like, damn, it humanizes the experience. You humanize it in the movie. Like, you know, we mm-hmm. felt a connection. I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just another hashtag not going to protect Black women because it's something to tweet Tuesday, you know?
I think Terry said things that he just, to try to be in the news, to do the shock value, and it just don't come across. And he too dark to have any white in him, you know what I mean? I would say he was, a time of Oreo or something, you know what I mean? But I just don't know what that shit's about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think all celebrities, they shouldn't be on Twitter because it just goes bad. He can't get out of it now. He's stuck now, and it's been established now. People just, they associate him with a coon. I was a fan of Terry Crews. I love Terry Crews. But since this, I'm like, ugh. And well, I don't know.
Well, the streets say that Terry Crews, that tweet about Magic City was because there's a lot of sex trafficking that goes on through strip clubs. Mm. So that's why he said boycott Magic City. But because he's already said other dumb shit, mm-hmm. now everything that he says is going to be dumb. You see what I'm saying? When really, he might have been saying something that was, he was really trying to say something for a cause at that time, but because he has said other dumb stuff, then now everything is a fool.
Maybe he just was hanging around too many white chicks. I don't know.
Then there's
I said an Oreo.
So
no, in the movie, he was in the movie White Chicks.
Look, my timing may be off, but you got it. Wait, Vivica, what happened to Face the Truth? Because I wanted to come on there. I was gonna come on there with some real outlandish shit to drive your panel crazy, but you would have read me and checked me anyway. But what happened?
Oh, we got canceled. That's been like a year ago.
That was a good
but
show.
Now I haven't. I know, I loved it too, but we got kind of caught at the tail end of the Les Moonves scandal. So all of the shows that he had something to do with were canceled, unfortunately. But what I do love about Dr. Phil and Stage 29 Production is that now I have a podcast that I'm eventually going to have you on, Jason.
I'm waiting.
Watch. I get it. But y'all, I have to go.
We're good. We have enough time.
Okay.
Hey, Vivica, okay, who's coming
over?
Let me
wrap it up.
Okay.
Be quiet.
All right. Well, look, listen, I appreciate it spending the time with all of you. Vivica, I absolutely want to come on your podcast. Lisa Ray, I at some point want to have a one-on-one because I still want to understand the entanglement with Will Smith. Selena, I'm always here for you anytime you need me. I don't give relationship advice, but you're married. It don't matter. And Claudia, your boyfriend is fine as hell. If y'all don't work out, I'm single.
I know that's right.
For which one?
Thank you.
For which one? Her or him?
For his cocktails with all the queens, honey.
With all the queens, honey.
Yeah. All right, well, I love all of you. And thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Jason. We love you.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month, From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.